You're listening to the Radio Cafe, coming to you from the Santa Fe New Mexican and RadioCafe.org, where you can contact us at any time. I'm your host, Mary Charlotte Domondi. Los Alamos National Laboratory Foundation moves public education in bold new directions through grants, programs, and advocacy. Growing local teachers and cultivating educational leadership, visit lanlfoundation.org for more information. The Radio Cafe and the Santa Fe New Mexican thank Lanl Foundation for their support. So we're here today with Steve Terrell, and we're starting a new segment called New Mexico News Roundup, which is not to be confused with your column, Steve, Roundhouse Roundup. Welcome.
Oh, thanks, Mary Charlotte. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. And as probably many of our listeners know, Steve is a columnist here at the Santa Fe New Mexican, where we're doing today's show. So there's a lot going on in New Mexico now after the legislative session and, you know, news and politics. And one of the big things on everybody's mind is that Senator Tom Udall isn't going to seek re-election. That's sort of big news. A lot of people are stepping into the ring to try to become New Mexico's next senator, and among them, Ben Ray Lujan.
Yeah, Ben Ray. He's of course, he's been representing the congressional district up here in the north, CD3, it's called, and he's been there 10 years. He's risen high in the ranks of the House Democrats. He's like deputy speaker, I think,
right,
is his title, and he's like the fourth most powerful Democrat, and he's the only young person, actually. He's been raised in his 40s, I believe, and he's looks even younger, and he's like the only one who's not in his 70s or 80s who's in leadership. So he'd be given a lot. He'd be given a lot up for that, but I think he wants to do it.
Yeah. Very interesting. I mean, it's a more powerful position to be a senator,
of course,
than a congressman. But at the same time, when you've risen in the ranks that high, the last person who'd risen in the ranks that high got defeated in the primary by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. So Ben Ray got to step into that. And like I said, it would be a sacrifice, but boy, you know, opportunities to there's only two senators per state.
Yeah.
And I remember when Jeff Bingaman stepped down, there was a big scramble for his seat, and Martin Heinrich finally won it. And when Pete Domenici stepped down after 36 years, back 10 years ago, all three members of Congress ran for it, two Republicans, Steve Pierce and Heather Wilson, and Tom Udall, who won.
So there are some other lesser-known candidates, and some of them are really interesting kind of up-and-coming politicians from around the state that our listeners might not have heard of, but definitely will in the future. Talk about some of these folks.
One real dark horse, I think, is the mayor of Pytown, New Mexico, Tiffany Torres. She is very smart, she's very ambitious, and she's done some amazing things in Pytown.
Pytown is a really small town. It's known pretty much, I mean, for its pies.
Yeah, they got some good ones down there. But there's more than pies going on in Pytown, I got to tell you. She's got this economic development program that includes a major grant for a new research center in culinary arts. And they're going to learn to bake a lot more than pies.
Oh, interesting. So, I mean, pies, it's good enough for me, but what else is going on?
As long as somebody doesn't smash it in my face, you might remember a few years ago, there was a huge feral hog problem here in New Mexico.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, wild pigs terrorizing livestock and digging up and, you know.
Yeah, wildlife, they were eating everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, a lot of them have been rounded up, and the Pytown Culinary Institute has been making delicacies from the meat. And there's nothing better than feral hog meat. Feral hog sausage is one of my favorites. You can get it in restaurants in the whole Gallup-Socorro corridor. They're also making specialty products for China.
That's so interesting. So this is all the brainchild of Tiffany Torres, the mayor of Pytown.
Yeah, I think Tiffany may make that big jump to the Senate, or at least try.
Very interesting. So we'll be hearing more about her in the weeks and months to come. Who else is running for U.S. Senate?
Well, we're hearing rumors that out of District 46 in the state legislature, State Representative Andrew Romero's kind of considering a run. She says she's inspired by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Who isn't?
She wants to go on to Washington and represent the state of New Mexico with that kind of vim and vigor, where young Democratic voices are very much in demand.
Interesting. Anyone else?
Well, there's a rumor that Val Kilmer has moved back to New Mexico. He used to have a big ranch out near Pecos, I believe.
And, yeah.
He's just bought a luxury home in Rio Rancho, and he's feeling out a Senate run himself.
Do we have any sense of what his platform is?
Well, you can imagine he wants to promote the film industry here, which suffered some setbacks during the last 8 years. He's also looking to promote a serious expansion of film production infrastructure in the state to bring jobs to Albuquerque and Santa Fe, but places like Cruces and Farmington and, of course, Roswell.
Yeah, well, Roswell really should be an international film hub.
Oh, I agree. Film studios, film training, actors, extras, post-production, also catering. They could eat some of that feral hog meat.
Yeah, the Pytown Culinary Institute.
Yeah.
All right. So any other candidates we might be looking at for Senate?
Jerome Block Jr. is considering a comeback. He said he's looking at it.
I thought he was in prison.
No, he's been on probation, but his probation may be up by the time of the primary.
What's his platform?
He's talking about holding pharmaceutical companies accountable for their role in the opioid crisis.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of that these days. Okay, that makes sense. What about Bill Richardson? Is he thinking about getting back onto the political stage at all?
Well, you know, he was responsible in large part for getting the state's film industry on the move again about 15 years ago or even longer. And what I've heard, he's in L.A. right now. He's working for a deal with HBO for a series set in the Southwest.
Oh, that's so interesting. A TV series.
Yeah. And I've heard it's a post-apocalyptic climate change thriller.
Set in New Mexico?
Arizona, but they're filming it here.
Wow. So, okay. So Bill Richardson, ex-governor, Susana Martinez, she's gone. I mean, she's out of the governor's mansion, governor's office. What's she up to? Do we know if she's considering getting back into politics at all?
Well, there are rumors that she was going to make a Senate run after Udall's announcement. But I hear she's going back to corporate America, getting out of politics at least for now.
What's she doing?
She took a vice president position with Mary Kay Cosmetics.
You're kidding.
Would I kid?
Well, okay. I mean, that's what it is.
But they're apparently excited to have her on board. They feel her style and name recognition would be real assets to the company.
Moving on to another topic, we have some very big news about Spaceport America.
Yeah, they're launching. After all these years, they're launching their first commercial flight. It's a flight around the moon and back.
So they're taking, like, you can pay your money, buy a ticket, and go to the moon. Do you land on the moon?
No. It's basically a sightseeing kind of trip. You just kind of look over the edge of the spaceship at the moon like you would at the Grand Canyon or something.
That's so cool. I wish I could go.
Well, there's lots of prominent people who are going. I hear Cormac McCarthy from Santa Fe is going to be among them.
So, I mean, talk about literary inspiration. You know, you go to the moon.
No doubt.
So who else? Anybody else that our listeners might have heard of?
Oh, sure. Danny Bonaducci. He's on board.
Cool.
And Jerry Mathers.
As the Beaver.
That's right.
So, okay, let's talk about a big project that's happening here in Santa Fe. The old College of Santa Fe campus, which I also call the zombie apocalypse, is sitting there, belongs to the city.
It'd be a good spot for a zombie apocalypse.
I know. I mean, I don't know what it looks like now. Last time I went over there, it was pretty hurting. But there's a task force putting together a list of what that big piece of land could be used for. What are some of the projects they're actually looking at?
Well, you know, they have taken a lot of input from Santa Fe citizens. And one of the ones they're considering is making it a huge prairie dog sanctuary.
Aw.
Yeah.
I love prairie dogs. They're so cute.
Yeah. I could bring my grandsons. They could feed them little bits of carrots and stuff.
We used to have prairie dogs in the park across the street from my house. I really miss them.
Yeah, I see them on the road sometimes, those who didn't make it across the street.
Yeah. But anyway, so that's one of the things they're considering at the College of Santa Fe campus?
Yeah, because the place is kind of returning to nature pretty fast.
Right.
So the idea is to let it become a showcase of wildlife and wildlife management right here in the city. It would attract tourism and be not only a place for prairie dogs, but maybe other species that come along with prairie dogs, like feral hogs, for instance.
I don't know about feral hogs, but, you know, they are the prairie dogs are a keystone species. And what that means is that, you know, they create habitat that a lot of other species use. So it's actually good to have them around.
Yeah. There's some other proposals, too, that would involve building and renovation existing buildings. There's a retirement home company that called Mountain High Senior Living. They're a Western company. I think they're out of Colorado, and they're working with New Mexico's medical marijuana industry to provide what they call comfort and happiness in the golden years here in the Land of Enchantment.
Maybe they could do that and the prairie dogs.
And there's also been an offer from IKEA to come and take out a long-term lease and make that space a retail and shipping area for the whole Southwest.
IKEA. Who doesn't love IKEA?
I don't know. And there's also an idea that George R. R. Martin, I think, proposed. It's to make it a giant theme park.
What would be the theme?
Game of Thrones.
Of course. Okay.
Yeah. This is pretty well developed. It's been kind of under wraps, but it's a collaboration with Meow Wolf. They're seeing it as another opportunity for experimental art that bring a whole lot of tourism at various times of the year.
Right. Yeah. In the fall, you could advertise it. Winter is coming.
That's right. There's more ideas out there for the land, but those are the main ones.
Excellent. Okay. So let's see. All right. Let's talk about the legislature. There were some major accomplishments during this last 60-day session, which just ended about a little over a week ago. What are some of the things that you've been looking at?
Well, the main thing I did look at during the session was they call the Energy Transition Act.
Right.
And that would have new renewable portfolio standards that would mandate 100% eventually. They're going to shoot for 80% in 2040, I think,
okay, by
all our utilities. And while it's had its critics from both sides, it's considered a landmark bill that would push our state to make best use of our sun and wind resources.
Right. That was interesting. It made news all over the country. At the same time, there were some criticisms about the way it was written, but I think a lot of people are, you know, interested in having renewable energy as the main thing, not just like a side thing. I thought they were going to really go toward marijuana legalization. What happened?
Well, I predicted all along, and I'm not always good at predictions, but I did predict that it would die in the Senate, and indeed, that's where it died.
That's what happened.
I think it's a matter of time. I think we probably have to go through at least one more Senate election. They didn't do it this year. There's still quite a bit of opposition there. But one thing they did do, well, for one thing, they decriminalized marijuana, which would mean you couldn't go to jail unless you had a whole load of marijuana.
So every person in New Mexico is protected from going to jail for possession?
Possession of small amounts.
Okay.
Then they expanded the list of qualifying conditions for a medical marijuana card. They added seizure disorder.
Well, that, I have to say, was long overdue. I mean, for some people, I've read quite extensively about it, and for some people with seizure disorder, they are literally moving to states that have a medical marijuana program where they qualify for a card. So that's good news.
Yeah, hopefully they won't have to pretty soon. There's also some other conditions. Let me see here. Chronic goiters.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have anxiety or a disorder, lupus, Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, alcohol.
That's a serious. I have two friends who have that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't mean to make light of it.
No. It's
alcoholism. I've known some alcoholics in my life. Ulcerative colitis, migraines. And the sniffles.
No.
Yeah.
The common cold.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that means basically pretty much everyone in the state could get a card.
Well, they're limited to people over 25 for the new conditions, but it's possible to get a variance.
All right. Well, so that's the whole marijuana issue, and that will come back in future years. Let's talk about something that I have to say I find a little disturbing, and that is that a coalition of sheriffs here in New Mexico has decided that they don't want to enforce some actual laws, some state laws, some of the new laws, gun laws.
Yeah, they're talking mainly about the gun laws, mainly about the background check law. You have to understand, these folks tend to be strong proponents of the Second Amendment, the law enforcement community in general, and especially in rural New Mexico. So they've convinced their county commissions, and like, I forget the exact number, but it's over 20 of our counties. They're calling them sanctuary counties, and refusing to enforce this new gun law legislation.
Is that even legal?
Well, they're also refusing to enforce the coyote killing contest ban, and they've gone on record against the renewables portfolio standards.
Okay, well, we're going to wrap up in a moment. It's a little bit of a downer. Is there any good news that we can wrap up with?
Well, here's one thing that just came in this morning. The Stormy Daniels speaking tour is coming to the James A. Little Theater this summer.
I heard about that. So she's not using her real name, Stephanie Clifford?
Doesn't have enough name recognition. Apparently, it's a whole speaking, music, and light show.
Well, I can't wait. Steve, what's today's date?
Oh, let's see. It looks like April 1st.
I thought so.
I'm no fool.
Steve Terrell, it's great to have you on the show, New Mexico News Roundup. You've been listening to the Radio Cafe.
It's been a pleasure talking fake news with you.
Los Alamos National Laboratory Foundation moves public education in bold new directions through grants, programs, and advocacy. Supporting social and emotional needs of students and teachers, visit lanlfoundation.org for more information. And many thanks to the Lanl Foundation for supporting the Radio Cafe. You've been listening to the Radio Cafe. I'm your host, Mary Charlotte Domondi. This program is produced in collaboration with the Santa Fe New Mexican, an independent newspaper since 1849. The New Mexican is on the web at santafenewmexican.com, where you can find out about our community and you can subscribe to the digital and paper editions. You can also find previous episodes of the Radio Cafe on the web at radiocafe.org. And if you want to send us any feedback on the show, ideas, or comments, please write an email to feedback@radiocafe.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.